Thank you and good morning. Arcata police have arrested three people in connection with the suspected homicide of 50-year-old Douglas Anderson Jordette, who was found lying in the street at the intersection of 12th and 8th Streets in Arcata in the early morning hours of Monday, November 25th. Police arrested 24-year-old Sophie Buttercup Rochelot, 28-year-old Nick Stoiber, and 35-year-old Juan Ferrer, all of Arcata, on Tuesday night. All three suspects were booked into county jail. An autopsy determined that Anderson Jordette died from a single stab wound to the heart. The Eureka Police Department, along with Humboldt Bay Fire, retrieved the body of a deceased man floating in Humboldt Bay at the foot of C Street in Eureka on Monday. The county coroner's office has identified the deceased as 59-year-old Eureka resident Chester Bighead. An autopsy is scheduled for today to determine the cause of death. The victim of a hit-and-run incident between a pickup truck and a pedestrian at the Humboldt Hill exit ramp on Highway 101 has been identified as a 33-year-old Eureka man. The California Highway Patrol has determined that the pedestrian walked into the path of the pickup in a suicide attempt. The CHP still wants to speak with the driver of the truck, a white, lifted, full-size pickup with toolboxes attached to the sides. The truck could also have minor damage to the front end, and anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. The National Weather Service expects colder weather for the North Coast this week, with temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. This means that emergency weather shelters will be open throughout the county for those that need them. County Supervisor Rex Bone described the weather factors that determine when those shelters are opened.
And what kicks it off is amount of rain, and I think it's more than an inch in a 24-hour period, I guess. But also the temperature kicks it. It's not the time of the year. It's like from the 1st of November till the 1st of May or whatever. But it's the temperature that kicks it off.
Bone explained that the shelters are not always county-based.
These aren't basically county-based. The one in McKinleyville is a faith-based. They've got a couple churches lined up. They actually have a van that all the cots and everything are in, and they go set up for it when the time comes.
Available shelters include the Eureka Rescue Mission on 2nd Street, the Eureka Rescue Mission Woman's Shelter on 3rd Street, and the Family Resource Center on Hiller Road in McKinleyville. Construction crews are currently building a wildlife exclusion fence at the Murrayfield Airport. County Aviation Division Program Coordinator Emily Jacobs told KINS News that the fence is intended to keep deer, rabbits, and other small animals from entering the airfield. And the Northern Humboldt Union High School District is the newest member of the Decade of Difference, an initiative that promotes educational opportunities that will prepare students to participate in the job market. Two of the district's school-to-career programs include the Arcata Arts Initiative at Arcata High and the automotive classes at McKinleyville High School. Both of the programs allow students the chance to acquire skills that they can utilize in their future careers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Cold winter weather has arrived on the North Coast, and along with the chill comes the fire hazards. Fire departments across the country annually remind residents that preparing for winter means ensuring that heating devices are in safe working order and clear from flammable materials. Floor and wall heaters, wood stoves, and chimneys all need to be checked and made safe before use, as Chief Ken Woods explains.
Chimney fires, as people start to use those chimneys more this time of year, and maybe they haven't had them cleaned, and it's important to clean those because the creosote builds up on the inside, and that will catch fire.
Creosote buildup and burning materials in the fireplace that should not be burned are causes of thousands of chimney fires each year, and it's best to ensure your chimney is ready for its winter work.
It's hard and it's thick, so when you get that buildup, it eventually will catch fire and it'll run the whole length of the chimney. Then the problem you have is when you have cracks or in the masonry, or if you have a metal pipe that has a slight little gap in it, you get a fire in the chimney itself. It extends into the attic, and then we've got real problems.
It's also a good idea to recheck the batteries and the smoke detectors that you should have changed with the daylight savings time switch to ensure they are working properly as well. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.